This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 459 for Thursday, July 2nd. I'm Phil Ferrance-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Thursday morning, taking some direction from the Chicago soy complex. Canola is up $2 to $3, November up $2.80 at $478.80 per ton. While soybeans are holding closer to unchanged in early activity, the U.S. futures had posted solid gains yesterday when the canola market was closed for Canada Day, and canola is playing some catch-up now. The U.S. markets close early today and will remain closed Friday for Independence Day. Positioning ahead of the U.S. holiday weekend could lead to some thin and choppy activity as the day progresses. Weather concerns in parts of the prairies are providing underlying support, with continued excessive precipitation in northern Alberta hurting crop prospects there. In addition, the extent of damage caused by recent heavy rains in western Manitoba and eastern Saskatchewan is also being followed closely. In Chicago, activity is mixed with positioning ahead of the holiday weekend a feature. Soybeans a bit firmer in the most active months. August, the nearby August, up 0.75 cents at $8.92 and a quarter per bushel, but new crop November unchanged at $8.99 per bushel. Soybeans were up sharply yesterday, seeing follow-through buying after Tuesday's rally as U.S. acreage data came in below trade expectations. However, the relatively favorable Midwestern growing conditions and the fact planted area is still up on the year did temper the gains. Disappointing weekly U.S. soybean export sales also put a damper on the market, but the USDA did announce separate private sales this morning of 126,000 tons of soybeans to China and 202,000 tons of corn to the country. Corn is mostly lower. September down 3 cents at $3.47 per bushel, with the weekly corn export sales coming in below expectations. However, corn did continue to find some strength off of Tuesday's much smaller than expected acreage number. Wheat, it's lower across the board. Chicago wheat down 6 cents in September at $4.93 per bushel. Kansas City also 6 cents lower in September at $4.36 per bushel, and Minneapolis spring wheat lagging to the downside, down 2 cents in September at $5.16 per bushel. The advancing winter wheat harvest did pressure values, but declining crop ratings for spring wheat in the north were somewhat supportive, helping Minneapolis wheat lag to the downside. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday morning, July 2nd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Ferrance-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.